بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رآني في المنام فسيراني في اليقظة، أو قال: كأنما رآني في اليقظة، لا يتمثل الشيطان بي. متفق عليه. Before beginning with the next hadith, just to complete one aspect which we discussed during the commentary of the last hadith, that scholars have identified three groups in respect of dreams. What we delved on greatly and what many incidents are mentioned in the Quran, one is the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, which are definitely true, form part of revelation, but sometimes require what we call ta'bir or interpretation. The second category which the scholars have identified is what we call the dreams of the pious. The dreams of the pious, mu'min, believer, and we find in this last hadith the extra qualification, أَصْدَقُكُمْ رُؤْيَا أَصْدَقُكُمْ حَدِيثًا, that the most truthful dreams will be seen by one who in his speech is the most truthful. These dreams generally, ulama say, are true. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to them as 146th of Nubuwat. The third category of dreams, ulama ikram have mentioned, or this third, what we may call group, is others, in other words, not Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, not people who are ostensibly pious in their lives, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but weak Muslims, Muslims who in their life there is no deen, or they are openly sinners, or the dreams of kuffar. Here, sometimes, even though it's a disbeliever, the dream may be true. It is also possible that the dream will be false, because we find that the heart of a person who is far away from deen, what we call a fasiq or a fajir, although he has iman but he's far away from deen, his heart can easily be influenced by shaitan, and that heart generally is weakened, full of zulmat and darkness, of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as he can be easily influenced by shaitan, he will see confusing dreams, dreams that make no sense whatsoever, etc. Nevertheless, coming to this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Now, in some ahadith, we find that there appears to be a slight difference in the manner in which it is presented. More often than not, ulama ikram allude this difference to a confusion, or the rawi or the narrator of the hadith not being 100% certain or sure what he had heard. This is one such example where the narrator of the hadith, obviously doesn't mean Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in the chain of narration from Abu Huraira, obviously some tabi'i would have heard it, and then onwards. Man ra'ani fil manam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who saw me, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a dream, fasayarani fil yaqda. Literal translation, soon he will see me in a wakeful state. That person who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَسَيَرَانِي فِي الْيَقْضَى, soon he will see me in a wakeful state. Oh, now this oh that's found in the hadith refers to where the rawi or the narrator of the hadith is not 100% certain. He says Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have said that, or he could have said كَأَنَّمَا يَرَآنِي فِي الْيَقْضَى. If you look at the second version, retranslate the hadith for our understanding, مَنْ رَآنِي فِي الْمَنَامِ كَأَنَّمَا رَآنِي فِي الْيَقْضَى. That person who saw me in a dream, it is as if he saw me whilst awake. So you have these two versions. One is, that person who saw me in a dream, soon he will see me in a wakeful state. Or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have said this, that person who saw me, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a dream, it is as if he saw me in a wakeful state. So if it is the second meaning, then what it means is that don't doubt a dream in which you saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because seeing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream, it is as if you saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a wakeful state. Why? لَا يَتَمَثَّلُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِي Shaitan has not been given the ability to adopt my shape or form. From the categories of dreams which we mentioned previously, the third category of dream, the dream of an impious person, the dream of a sinner, or the dream of a kafir. More often than not, this is because of the influence of shaitan. And one possible influence, shaitan can take the shape of a dog in someone's dream, take the shape of some animal in someone's dream, take the shape of someone's relative in a dream. This ability shaitan has. Now the question arises, can shaitan take the shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This we find clearly in this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, la yatamathalu shaitanu bi, shaitan cannot take my shape or form. This is part of what we call the mantle of ismat and protection, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just adorn Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. All the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were given what we call ismat, a mantle of protection. One protection is that no Nabi of Allah committed any sin. Why? Logically, the a'mal and the practices of a Nabi constitute or form part of Shariat. Whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did or said or observed in front of him without prohibiting, these become sunnah. These become actions of hidayat. These become actions which you and I, the followers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have to emulate and bring as part of our lives. So if it was possible that a Nabi of Allah, and particularly Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, could make a mistake or could commit a sin, if that was possible, then obviously it opens the door. Opens the door to what? To a practice of sin becoming part of Shariat, na'uzu billah, or becoming part of the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For this reason, ulama have mentioned that Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam have been given ismat, the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that no Nabi, particularly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, commits any guna or sin. Secondly, we have to bear in mind that the Imam of Hidayat, the Imam of Noor, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, there has come to you from Allah a light of guidance, a Noor, an illumination, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ and the Qur'an. These are two noors. These are lights of guidance. So the imam and the leader of hidayat and guidance is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, conversely, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. The leader of evil, of zulmat, of darkness, of misguidance is shaitan. So, the door opens to what? That the possibility of the leader of dalalat and zulmat, shaitan, trying to present something to the ummah in the form of hidayat and guidance to mislead them. So, not only is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's zat and personality protected by Allah from committing any sin, this is part of that protection, that shaitan has not been allowed to take the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive also, and not to the believers after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the form of the shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, in the light of this hadith, definitely it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whom you saw. Why? Inna shaitana la yatamathalu fi surati. Shaitan cannot take the form or the shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, it is possible that a person can confuse himself. Simple possibility, slight possibility. What happens if somebody saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream and na'uzubillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him to do something that is against Shariat, something that is haram, something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself prohibited? This is impossible. If such a thing or such an occurrence, a person feels it occurs, it's his own confusion. But we will not accept a person going against Shariat and saying that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, na'uzubillah, in a dream, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me to do this. So this is, we must not allow this avenue or this door to open to confusion or to misguidance. It's a great blessing of Allah that somebody sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream. But there are hudud and limitations of Shariat that have to be observed at all times. For example, one person wrote to Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, and he said that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream. Kya iski matlab ye ho gaya ki main ek sahabi ban gaya? So he said, does it mean now that I am a sahabi, that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream? So Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi told him, yes, you are a sahabi, khabi sahabi in your dreams. In other words, there are certain hudud, limitations of this. Person doesn't become a sahabi because he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream. Nevertheless, coming back to the content matter of this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man ra'ani fil manam fasayarani fil yaqada. That person who saw me in a dream will soon see me in a wakeful state. If, like I said, the narrator had a doubt, if it is this first option, if the hadith is actually this, that person who saw me in a dream, soon in a wakeful state he will see me, because shaitan cannot take my shape or form. One interpretation some scholars give of this, he will soon see me in a wakeful state. In other words, he will see me in the akhirat, in the hereafter. Other scholars give the opinion that what it means, that person who sees me in a dream will soon see me in a wakeful state. In other words, he will see me with the eyes of his heart. When he wakes up, he will enjoy a special closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Battal rahimahullah gives the interpretation of this hadith, what it means, that this person in a wakeful state will receive some sort of confirmation of the validity of the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This opinion, that it means that he will see me in the hereafter. In other words, he will see me in a wakeful state, he will see me in the hereafter. Many of the scholars say this hadith does not refer to that. Why? Because in the hereafter, it is our iman, every believer will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the akhirat is a reality, whether you saw a dream or you didn't see a dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your life. So this is why the scholars feel that this doesn't mean that soon he will see me in a wakeful state, in other words, in the hereafter. What it means, he will receive some sort of confirmation of the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this world, or he will enjoy a special closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Hajar Asqalani, the famous scholar of hadith and commentator, he says what it means is that he will be honored by a special meeting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the akhirat. One is the general meeting or seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the akhirat. This person, if he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will have Allah Ta'ala will bless him with a special meeting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam after his demise. There are certain other opinions in this, it requires a little bit more time, but seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, this is something that naturally any person who has the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will desire this. Love creates this desire. You want to be closer to the one whom you truly love. You want some sort of special connection and contact with your beloved. That is why the awliya-i-kiram, the true friends of Allah Ta'ala, the true followers of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that this was part of their karamat, that this was a gift which Allah Ta'ala used to give them. Many of our kabirin report that regularly they would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. This is a special form of guidance, and as I mentioned, obviously now the question arises, how do you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream? You'll find certain people mention certain wazifas, do this, do that. All that is not necessary, and many of it is not even proven. Having this desire, having this shauk is part of iman, but it's not something that you have to overly emphasize. Simplest wazifa, you want to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means get the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The famous riwayat of Muaz bin Jabal, inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. That, O Muaz, in other words, I'm adding this, whether you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream or you don't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, you want the closeness of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring your life unto taqwa. Bring your life unto adherence of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the greatest testament. This is the goal. Seeing him or don't see him in a dream is not the goal. The goal is bring your life unto sunnah. Because through this, you will definitely get the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, it requires a little bit more detail. Inshallah, we'll continue another occasion. SubhanAllah.